Let's head overseas now, and thousands of India's poor are having to walk dozens, if not hundreds, of kilometres home after the country enacted the world's biggest lockdown to combat the spread of coronavirus. Homeless shelters have been flooded as those with nowhere to go are turning up in droves, desperate for food. South Asia correspondent James Oaten reports.
When the Prime Minister Narendra Modi declared India would enter a 21-day lockdown, his message to the nation was clear. Stay at home. It's a good strategy to help social distancing, but for many, it's not that simple. What happens if home is far away, or you don't have one? That's the reality hitting millions of Indians right now. Many working poor simply sleep where they can find work. When the shutdown hit, they lost their income and their bed. Borders and transport were abruptly shut, meaning many are now just walking to their hometown or village. Driving around Delhi, I spotted a group of men taking such a journey. One of them told me they were planning to walk 240 kilometres to get home.
There is no transport available now. I don't have any money left. Food is expensive around here. So that's why I am walking to my place.
Many of those unable or unwilling to walk home are now turning to homeless shelters for food. And that's creating problems. One huge shelter in Delhi's north ran out of food today, and things turned violent, with scuffles and a social worker's car attacked. When I drove past, the situation was still tense, with dozens of men spilled out onto the street. Some trying to pull over passing motorcyclists. Social activist Sunil Kumar Alidia says this situation could have been avoided if the working poor were given notice before the lockdown so they could go home.
People are worried about how to survive and how to reach a home and where to sleep. So it's a major issues, and condition is a very bad.
The government has announced a huge assistance package, vowing the poor will not go hungry. But the worry is whether the situation is creating a huge risk for coronavirus to spread to areas where it will be hard to detect and contain. This is James Oaten in New Delhi reporting for The World Today.